Hello and welcome to the D Street Talk podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatuj Anand and today I have with me a very special guest, Deepan Mehta, who is a director at Elixir Equities Private Limited. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Mehta.
Yeah, Shatuj, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to come on your podcast. That was a very interesting day today.
Thank you so much for kind words, Mr. Mehta. Well, yes, it has been a roller coaster ride for investors, you know, as we flip from green to red and from market starting and then again shutting down and then starting back again. So, you know, as I said, just when we thought that everything is back on track, technical snag hits D Street. Although it is not new, but this one extended for more than a couple of hours and leaving many clueless, even though BSE continues to trade seamlessly. What is your first take on the situation?
Yeah, right. I think that this was completely unexpected. And what was very surprising is the length of the disruption which took place. Normally, we've seen technical disruption, mm-hmm. but they do tend to get solved within a few minutes, maybe half an hour, 1 hour at best. But this was extended. And it did give a lot of nervous moments mm-hmm. to many traders because it went on right until 3:15 or so. Mm-hmm. And there was no news from NSE as to whether they were going to extend trading or not. And that, I think, caught a lot of traders by surprise. So, yes, I think it is something which was which could have been avoided, hopefully, in future. But, right. Yes, it did cause a few nervous moments.
Right. We'll come to that point as well. And, as you rightly pointed out as well, the event does hit investor confidence. So, what should investors do if they are stuck with the orders?
I don't think that investors per se have been impacted by this technical glitch because typically when you talk of an investor, you're talking of a long-term investor who wants to take a position. But traders, yes, I think they may have definitely got impacted by this particular event. Mm-hmm. And they would have, and unfortunately, today was a highly volatile day as well. And one doesn't really know whether the volatility was caused because of the glitch or the glitch caused the volatility. So it's a bit of an unanswered question. Right. But yes, I think intraday volatility does impact day traders, does impact arbitrage and delta traders, mm-hmm. and does impact algorithms which are also quite active in the market. Mm-hmm. But, this is part and parcel of the game, and one has to be prepared for such events. They come once in a while, and mm-hmm. You need to have such risk mitigation parameters in place.
Right. And there's another cause of worry, which, we found out in the statement that NSE released. In fact, it highlighted that the exchange has multiple telecom links with two service providers to ensure redundancy. You know, we received communication from both the telecom service providers that there are issues with the links due to which there is an impact on the NSE system. Now, telecom companies facing similar issues on the same time points towards gaps in the infrastructure, which exchanges as well as investors should take note of. Well, do you think this is a cause of worry?
Well, I think now that we've had this technical glitch, there will definitely be a deep investigation and solutions will be found. Mm-hmm. And if it's just an issue of a telecom service provider having a problem, then they can easily onboard more telecom service providers or insist on telecom service providers to have further redundancy. So right. I think it's going to be a great learning experience.
Right, indeed, a great learning experience for sure. But what options do traders have, if the trading does not resume, let's say, or if the trading gets hit in Thursday's trading session as well, which is also the expiry?
So I think today we set the protocol that if there's any trading glitch, then the market will be extended. And that's, I think, very well established at this point of time. Mm-hmm. So if tomorrow there's a trading glitch or any point of time in future, right. unless the exchanges don't open up again and mm-hmm. provide the opportunity to spare up, right. Trading will be on, doesn't matter what time the glitch takes place.
Right. And a similar issue in the index feeds had recently happened a few months ago, but trading was not completely halted. Do you think SEBI and NSE needs to quickly look at the alternatives here if it isn't getting fixed?
I think there will be a lot of thought process going forward as to how to avoid such situation. And one suggestion is that we have the other exchange. So cash market was not really impacted. The problem was more on the futures and options market. Mm-hmm. So I think if NSE contracts are traded also on the BSE futures market, then you would have an entirely different set of a backup exchange available in the event of there being a problem in NSE. So mm-hmm. that's something I think the regulator can definitely consider and insist that all the Nifty contracts be traded on the BSE as well, of course, I think an SE will definitely resist it.
Right.
But, you know, it's one safeguard which one can put in place.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mehta. It must have been a long day for you, and the trading just got, you know, closed at 5 p.m. So thank you, Mr. Mehta, and listeners for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Shiv.